Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you once again here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We've got along with us today Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're trying to look at these various crop numbers that are out from USDA. We've got supply-demand numbers. We've got the crop production number on the hard red winter wheat crop. As you've gone through the numbers, what jumps out at you immediately?
I think the biggest thing is, especially when you look at corn and wheat, what's causing the changes we're seeing this morning has to do with how the USDA has been moving around the amount of wheat being used for feed usage and even changing some of the corn usage. As we saw this morning, the USDA surprising everybody by putting the old crop corn ending stocks at 851 million. It was 801 million last month. It was also 801 million a month before. I think this is a surprise to everybody, but they cut feed usage and they did not increase exports. So this is what we ended up with, a higher ending stock number that's negative for old crop. Now, as far as old crop beans, 210 million is what they estimated that at. That is lower than what the trade was looking for. And increased export sales, which we know has been taking place, is one of the reasons for that. The wheat came in at 768 million. That's lower than what the trade was looking for. And this mainly is due to the fact that they feel more wheat has been fed in the old crop time period than what was in previous reports. Now, today's the first numbers we've seen for the new crop year. The corn was expected to be big at about $1.7 billion. It came in just shy of $1.9 billion, a very large corn crop being expected out there, boosting our ending stocks higher. Now, the beans came in as expected on the low side for the new crop, but lower than the trade was looking for at only $145 million. And the wheat came in lower than expected at $735 million, once again calculating in more feed usage for our wheat, which we agree there will be more feed usage. It's always a hard thing to get a handle on. After seeing these numbers this morning, it's going to make the June report even more important as we see the planting numbers come out in the June report and we see our next quarterly stock numbers come out, and there's going to be a lot of controversy about this feed usage on wheat and corn. Now, as far as the wheat production, all categories, all winter, hard red, soft red, and white wheat, all came in larger than what the trade was looking for. And we are also looking at the Kansas wheat crop being estimated at 387 million, Oklahoma just shy of 155 million, and Texas just shy of 104 million, all a little lower than what their states had showed on their tours out there. Now, as far as world numbers this morning, we did see the world numbers show that our soy stocks and wheat stocks are lower from last month, but the corn stocks have increased, and Argentina and Brazil soybean crops also came in lower than what they were last month. Bottom line, we are looking for a report that is very friendly soybeans. We will see large increases this morning on the upside in the soybean prices. It could be anywhere from 10 to as much as 30 cents, maybe new crop leading the way. Old crop corn is being called unchanged. I think it will be lower. New crop definitely will be at least 5 to 10 lower. And the wheat market could be 3 to 5 higher, despite we've got the wheat harvest already taking place on both sides of the Red River in Oklahoma and Texas.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities talking with us about these supply-demand numbers, crop production numbers that USDA came up with. And we've got, of course, links to all of those here on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, in this particular story that you've got this audio in. And we will be also having a chance to visit with Dr. Kim Anderson, Oklahoma State University, a little bit later on. So be sure and check that out as well. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.